Welcome to WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. You're in for a real treat today as I recently spoke with the well-known host of the very popular program on UNC Public Television called North Carolina Book Watch, D.G. Martin. D.G. was actually on the campus of Isothermal Community College here in Rutherford County, taping segments of Meet the Authors through North Carolina Book Watch, speaking to the likes of authors Christy Woodson Harvey and Cassandra King Conroy. D.G., it's a pleasure to meet you today.
Thank you, Paul. It's been a great visit here on your campus.
Yeah, you're actually here on the campus of Isothermal Community College. You're going to be doing an actual taping of the program.
It's going to be fun because of the great work of the community college in training its students to go into the broadcasting, both radio and television. We're going to take advantage of that expertise that's developing to tape three of our Book Watch programs right here at Isothermal. We've never done anything like this. We've been off site before.
Yes.
But to come in another college environment and have a student-centered production crew. We're really excited about it.
And we're excited as well, so that's going to be something to look forward to. In our time with you for this brief interview today, tell us a little bit more about you. I read something about politics and, what was it, public service stand out in the career of D.G. Martin.
Oh, my golly. Well, I'm getting up in age, so there's a lot to talk about. Not much of it's interesting. I grew up in Davidson, where another college town, and very proud of that. I went into the Army and served in the Army for a while, then went to law school and came back to Charlotte and practiced law for 20 years. And then was asked to come to be the secretary of the university and the vice president for public affairs, which meant lobbyist, at the University of North Carolina system. Then retired. I've had several good political campaigns, none of which turned out to be winning campaigns, but all good. And so I learned a lot in those campaigns. And I've done some other work for various nonprofits, including and government, and vice chancellorships at the University of North Carolina at Pembroke and North Carolina Central University, and came back into government for a while to be the interim director of the Clean Water Management Trust Fund. So I've had a great life other than that I never worked anywhere too long.
What about North Carolina Book Watch?
Well, North Carolina Book Watch, I don't want to say it's absolutely unique, but there are very few other state public broadcasting systems that have a program that focuses on books that are related to the state. And it's North Carolina Book Watch. I should say, since I'm at Isothermal, we're going to have three interviews, two of which are with South Carolina authors, but they've all got a great connection to Tryon or to the horse country. This is a very popular place to vacation. So your president, Walter Dalton, has arranged for them to assemble, and we're going to do those broadcasts of those authors right here on this campus.
What about your involvement? How long have you been a part of hosting North Carolina Book Watch?
I've been doing it for 20 years, and it gets better for me every year. I'm not sure as I age and lose my capacity to think and talk and remember what it is for the viewers, but North Carolina is, and its surrounding area, is blessed with great writers of fiction. These wonderful novels that come out for North Carolina writers. You start out with a mountain writer like Charles Frazier or Ron Rash, who is from your part of the world.
Yes.
And other great writers of fiction, not just the mountains, but all over the state. Incidentally, both Ron Rash and Charles Frazier are a part of the current season. And they're available online. We're in a time of transition. And everybody says, when can I watch it? And I say, well, turn your recorder on and you can watch it anytime. Or now, Google UNC TV Book Watch and then the name of the author you want to see and pop up and immediately you can watch the program on your iPhone. So we're learning that the time of scheduling for television now is not as important as having the good content and being able to support your viewers in ways to encourage them, not just to sit in front of the TV and wait for the TV to deliver it, but to choose what you want to watch.
Our guest on WNCW is a familiar name to many of you, the host of North Carolina Book Watch on UNC Public Television, D.G. Mark. D.G., who are some of the authors that you have interviewed recently on the program?
Well, I guess I mentioned Ron Rash, yeah. Wonderful, teaching up at Western Carolina. Charles Frazier, who grew up in the shadow of Coal Mountain and now lives mostly in Asheville and sometimes in Florida. We got a lot of history about Native Americans, about the colonialization of North Carolina. A lot of great books have been written. That history is now being written not as just to, so that we can brag about it and wave the flag, but it's also to deal with some of the problems that we had in dealing with Native Americans, dealing with the institution of slavery. So we're tackling those things in ways with really smart writers who write not only entertaining style, but also bring these historical issues into modern times.
We truly have such a rich history of authors, and I love the themes when, even if they've gone to New York or somewhere else, DG, they want to return home, so to speak, when they're writing about the mountains of Western North Carolina, what it was like growing up. I mean, whatever the subject is, we've just got so many great stories to go to.
Well, I'm hoping that in the upcoming season, you could have a new book that UNC Press has published about moonshine.
Oh, really?
And, you know, we think about Wilkes County maybe as the monopoly, but you know that in every county in North Carolina, there was and maybe still is a vibrant business of making illegal liquor. And the author of what's called Tar Heel Lightning calls it illegal liquor rather than moonshining so that it can have a little bit of dignity. But all kinds of great stories.
One of the last things I would like to ask you, when we think about public television, we've certainly, thanks to UNC, we are given so many great programs, but I wanted to get your opinion. What are your thoughts about public television in this day and time, especially for those that are maybe newcomers, those that are maturing, they're college graduates, they're thinking, I don't have to cable and network television. There's so much more I can get from public television.
Well, I have a lot of people, and particularly in areas where people don't have enough money to pay $200 a month for a cable bill. And they've discovered that UNC TV, they can get it off the air and they can get four different channels. They can get the regular channel, they can get a 24-hour children's channel, they can get the North Carolina channel in which they can see a lot of the Bookwatch programs again. And then they've got an Explorer channel, which is the best of these travel programs, the enrichment programs. They're all there for free. That's part of the future. And we need to brag about that and urge people who can get off the air television, they can get that without any connection. Those who have cable, be sure that your cable system delivers the programs that UNC TV provides for free. Television is changing, and many people are watching their programs streaming through the various devices. And so when I talk to the folks who supervise me at UNC TV, I say, you got to give us a better time slot for us. But even though people may watch it a different way. Anyway, a lot of challenge for UNC TV to figure out where it belongs in this changing environment for television.
D.G. Martin, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Paul. It was a treat to be here with you.
Again, that was the host of UNC TV's North Carolina Book Watch when he was here on campus at ISIL Thermal filming segments of that program, D.G. Martin. You can also find the Friday feature online as a podcast at WNCW.org. Make it a good weekend. I'm Paul Foster.